Tuned into the Dave and Ned Show here on the number one station.
You're tuned in to the Dave and Ned Show only on XFM.
Welcome, 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 everybody on another level. Yeah, welcome, 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 everybody. Yeah, welcome to the Dave and Ned Show on another level here on the number one station, Active FM. Yeah, welcome back on the Dave and Ned Show here on Active FM. Yeah, with the Christ, music is hot music. Yeah, so I hope you guys are awesome. I hope you guys have been enjoying it. Yeah. I know you guys were listening to last week's topic. Yeah. And don't forget to send the shout out. Yeah, we want to know what you're talking about, what you got from the topic. And yeah, you know, when you like or dislike, let us know. Yeah. So yeah. I'm good, by the way. This is DJ Nave in the house. Yes, yes, yes. Mr. Nash, yeah. Mr. Nash, workaholic Bobo in the house. Yeah, and I hope you guys are good, like I said earlier on. So comment below, yeah. Let us know how you're doing. Yeah, we want to know how you're doing. So I actually want to know how you're doing as the audience. One more thing. I'd love to send a shout out to every single one of the listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Dave Nash Show and listening to the other shows as well. Thank you guys for the support, because we actually need the support, and we appreciate the fact that you guys are supporting us. Yes, that is awesome on another level. You don't even know how we are excited on the inside. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, don't just stop there. Promote it as well. Get other people to listen to it. And do it as well. Do the word, yeah. Which is awesome, which is interesting. And yeah, I know you guys picked this topic because it's trending even on Instagram, on Twitter. In fact, on Twitter, it's trending. Yo, when I was doing research and actually checking out the Twitter page, hashtag, yeah. Tuesday. I know, I'm not talking about T-U-E-S-D-A-Y. No, I'm talking about C-H-O-O-S-E-D-A-Y. Yeah, hashtag Tuesday. Now, I know you guys know that it's trending. Same thing with me, I know it's trending. That's why when I went on Twitter, yo, within like 5 minutes, over 500 tweets came in with the hashtag Tuesday tag. Yeah, it was like interesting. So yeah, that is why you guys actually picked this topic. And yeah, that's what we're gonna talk about. We're gonna talk about the hashtag Tuesday topic. And yeah, it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be on another level. And yeah, throughout this whole show, you're gonna have a lot of things that you can put down on paper. Yes, just like the news itself, you know, you also take notes and you're shocked and all those stuff happens to you, filled with emotions and all those different stuff and all those things that happen to you when you're listening. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, so I know you guys know what the topic is. That's why you picked this topic. Yes, but I don't want to take long. I don't want to keep you waiting. Yes, yes, yes. We're gonna go into a news after the break, news session. Yes, and you guys know you can take notes also in news, because the news is on fire. So don't go anywhere. Do not go anywhere. Like I said, I'm gonna repeat it the third time. Don't go anywhere. Yes, and you're gonna come back and listen to this amazing news. So there's already a first headline on the news that shocked me. I was like, what? Okay, that was unexpected. I wasn't expecting that. So hey, the news, it's on fire itself. Yo, the news, it's on fire itself. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this short break.
Yo, Yo, what's good? This is T-Mar.
Yo, this is 40 Days.
And this is Jay Solo. And we are
the Counterculture Crew.
And we're here to introduce our brand new single,
New Beginnings,
right here on Active FM.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back. You know, sometimes I feel like not saying welcome back because you know we already back. Yeah, you know we back because, yeah, you've been tuned in. You've been listening to everything. So, yeah, sometimes I feel like not saying welcome back. But, yeah, I'll say it anyway. Welcome back. And thank you for staying tuned in. Yeah, welcome to the news updates. I know that one is like a fancy welcome back for the news updates. Normally you get breaking news. Today, a car has crashed on the highway. Okay, yeah, but that, yeah, the sound effect is not like that, eh? So yeah, I was just adding my own flavor. But yeah, normally you get stuff like that, but here on the Dave and Nash show, something different. Tell you welcome back for the news update. The date is up there. Yeah, I know, hey, I know. So first headline on the news, this one shocked me, hey. This one shocked me. I was like, eh, okay. The fastest man in the world changed his career. So Usain Bolt has swapped from track to soccer field. Yes, you heard it right. You heard it. Yes, I said it. Usain Bolt went from running to playing soccer. And yeah, at the moment he's playing with a professional team that is in Australia. So he's playing for a professional Australian soccer team. So I was shocked when I heard this and I saw it and I was listening to him speak. He was telling me that, no, okay, not me. I was there, but yeah, not there in front of him with the camera. You know, I'm just, yeah, like, I took a moment to think about it. Me, yes. I was listening to it, so he basically was telling me, because I also had a question, which was why. Yes, and then while listening to him, he was telling me. So you probably have the same question, why, how can he do such a thing? Yes, so when I was listening and watching the video, he was actually speaking and he was saying that this is an opportunity for him to start with a clean slate. Like, what? It's an opportunity for you to start with a clean slate. And yeah, that is what he said. So it's an opportunity for him to start with a clean slate. He knows the hard work that you need to put in. Normally the first day of training is the hectic one. And then after that, everything starts building up. And he spoke to the coach. He told the coach that I'm here. And never mind what I've seen on TV and all those stuff. I actually want to learn what needs to be learned. Yes, that's what he said. There is Usain Bolt's words. Yes, he said it's an opportunity for him to start with a clean slate and he's willing to learn and go up the ladder of success and all those stuff. So, can he play soccer? We don't know. We're going to find out. You never know. What if he becomes the next Cristiano Ronaldo? Yeah. Just saying, eh? Keep that in mind. So, from being the fastest man to soccer player, that is first on the list. Yeah, that was shocking. Next up, second on the, yo, the last one is interesting, but yeah, second on the list, second headline is basically in South Carolina. I know, eh? I love that place. I've never been there, but I love it, the way it looks, you know, on TV and all the stuff. It looks awesome, eh? But yeah, basically there's some interesting stuff that is happening there. There in South Carolina, a woman was killed by a 8-foot alligator. Imagine. Okay, so it's bad. It's really bad, eh? So yeah, there in South Carolina, a woman was killed by an 8-foot alligator, and this was 45-year-old Cassandra Klang. What she was doing is she was walking her dog, and then the alligator attacked the dog and grabbed the leash. So after that, she was pulling the leash to save the dog. And then the alligator went from attacking the dog to now attacking her. And then, yeah, it pulled her into the lake. And she died. Yep. So That is bad, eh? That is like really bad. To the fam, we are really sorry. Yes, sorry for the loss. And yeah, for the rest of the people, stay away, you know, stay away in terms of stuff like this. And they in South Carolina, the last time they had an incident like this was 2008. That is the last time they had an incident like that. And yeah, the second one, which is more recent, probably not the second one, but the more recent one was, yeah, this one that happened this year. Yes, last week. So it's bad. It is really bad. And then last on the headlines, news update. Yo, this one. Yasty. It's bad, eh? It's really bad. So Pope Francis admits that Catholic church leaders failed to address priests who abused the members sexually. So he admitted that, yeah, they've been abusing the members sexually, but the priest, they actually did not admit and they did not report. So the priest there, they were not reporting this. So that is what Pope Francis admitted. He admitted that the Catholic Church, the leaders there, they failed to address that the priests are sexually abusing the members. So it's actually bad, and this is what is happening there side where Pope Francis is. So it is really, really bad. But yeah, all three headlines are shocking, but the one that shocked me the most was Usain Bolt, because I wasn't expecting Usain Bolt to go from the fastest man who is in the world to the fastest man soccer player. Yeah, that was a very, very interesting shock. So I hope you guys took notes. Yes, I know you also shocked by Usain Bolt, just like I was. But never mind that part, you know. We're gonna get into the good stuff, you know. Hashtag Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday. Some of you probably even chose, did the hashtag Tuesday. And you chose someone, something, or some topic. Whatever it is, you actually did it on Twitter. So you're gonna love this topic. And at the same time, challenges are gonna come your way. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned in. We're gonna be back for more fire.
Get your tambourines out. Every knee, I surrender. You are now.
Hey, y'all. Get a blaze by Active Worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Welcome back on the Dave and Nash Show. Welcome back. It's another one. Doom, 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 doom. Doom, 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 doom. We back on the Dave and Nash Show. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, okay. So we back with another one. You gotta listen to everything. Yeah, we're gonna kill you with the rhyme and poetry. Yeah, that is a show, by the way. I know you people are like, yeah, it's going down. It's going down. No, it's going up. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you know the flavor. You gotta listen. Feel the flavor. You hear that? Feel the flavor. Yeah, so welcome back on the Dave and Ash Show. Because you're not gone, you're still here. Now, we're gonna give you something that is interesting, awesome, delicious, juicy. We know why. Because Christ music is hot music. And it has fire. It has the flames. It has the motivations. It has the content that can change your life. Yeah, Christ music is the best music. And yeah, I was there yesterday in the SNM show, you know, morning breakfast show, Shaba and Masferi, you know. I was there by the show and I was a guest speaker, you know, guest presenter, not guest speaker, guest presenter. I was speaking, yeah, so that made me the guest speaker. And I was the presenter there also, so that made me the guest presenter. So I was there and we were talking about the In My Feeling movement. And in the news headlines, that's why I say the news, you can take notes. In the news headlines, he actually spoke about how Satanists are promoting the Bathomet statue. Now, For those who don't know what that is, the Baphomet is actually Satan himself. So Satan. Woo. Did you hear that? Satan. Yeah, that one's gonna go into the Dave and Ash dictionary. So Satan himself in the music industry, basically in Sony, under Sony. So whether it comes to music, movies, whatever you name it, Sony, Satan identifies himself as Baphomet. And the satanic people are actually promoting the Baphomet. And they, the ones that are actually, you know, taking the statue and, yeah, displaying it in public, imagine. So it's bad, eh? It's actually bad. It's getting worse to a point where Satan, he describes himself as Baphomet. He's actually going public. It's going in public. Now, as I was saying, so the Baphomet is, yeah, Satan himself, how he describes himself, he identifies himself. So that is the identification of Satan. So when you're looking at that, you might as well be looking at who Satan says he is. So you're looking at Satan. Now, if you look at your music videos, you know, like the worldly rappers, I don't even want to mention their name. Okay, there's one. And the reason why I'll mention her name is because she actually does the signs. Even in one of her music video, she showed the signs, and she even went to an extent where not just the sign, even the picture itself of the Baphomet was shown in a music video, which is Beyonce. Now she is in the music industry, which is the Illuminati music industry, that Illuminati organization where they sacrifice people in order for you to be famous. So it's either you're gonna sacrifice your family, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, uncle, whoever it is, best friend, they don't care. They're gonna tell you, take that person's life or you ain't going anywhere. You are not gonna make it in this industry. And at the end of the day, you don't do it, we're gonna get someone else to sacrifice you. So that is the music industry. And yeah, that's why Christ music is the best music. Christ music is hot music. Christian music, there is no such thing as go and sacrifice your mom or your dad. There's no such thing as that. And there's no such thing as a Baphomet who Satan identifies himself as. So you'll never find those stuff in the Christian genre. You'll never find that under the Christian organization. So Christ music is hot music. And I encourage you, go listen to Christ music because it changes your life. I mean, it keeps you away from every bad decision that you can make. Every single one of them. So think about that. Think about that. So with all that said and done and heard and done and heard and eaten, that's going to go into the Dave and Ash dictionary. Almost said Nash. Yeah, but yeah, with all that said and done, I know you guys can't wait for the music. So we're gonna give you two amazing tracks and something extra added to it, and then after that we'll come back for the session itself. So don't go anywhere, stay tuned in here on the Dave and Ash Show.
I need draw near, you change the atmosphere. There's no shame anymore. The sin that held my heart, you have lifted off. I am weightless in your love.
Welcome back on the Dave Nash Show. Yes, I know you guys enjoyed those two music, two amazing songs, and you can't wait for me to hit the note you want me to hit it. I'm not gonna hit the note, hey, just now, yeah, crack the mic. Nah, it's cool. I'll stick to the low tone, melodic, yeah, kill it like that. Yeah, stay like that. It's fine. Just now, yeah, you guys are like, yay! Okay, man, Mr. Nash, come down now, come down. It's fine. Yes, we choose you, Tuesday. Yes, it's fine. But yeah, come down. So, yeah, Tuesday. Hashtag Tuesday. The Tuesday movement. Yeah, not Tuesday as in the day. Yeah, you know what I mean. So, the Tuesday movement. I was actually going through their Twitter page, and I saw interesting stuff. I was like, this is really interesting. And I took it from a perspective of actually looking at what type of content are people actually choosing. Because I want to understand how do they think, you know, how is their perspective. So, I wanted to find out, how do people out there think? So I actually went on that page and I looked at it, because it's like trending anyway, so why not look at what's trending and find out what is it all about and why is it trending. So that's what I did. That's why I did this show, Tuesday, hashtag Tuesday. Now, first thing that I saw was there were a whole lot of people that were tweeting. There were a whole lot of people tweeting, hashtag Tuesday. Some of them picked pictures of themselves. Some of them picked food. Yo, so it was like interesting. And I just took like four of them, you know, so that I can actually give you an idea of what I was looking at. Yeah. Yes, because you're not there with me. You're not looking at the things that I was looking through my eyes. Yes, so your eyes are not in my eyes. No, that's deeper. Yeah, so you're not having a perspective of what I was seeing. So basically, there's four different, let me say, organizations. I took organizations, not people. So I took even organizations were involved. Now, don't forget the organization, there is a person behind that organization that actually posts tweets and all those stuff, you know. So yeah, the organization that goes by the name of Disky Fan. Now, Disky, you know, it's actually another language, yes, which stands for soccer. Yes, Disky Fan, soccer fan, that's what it means. So there's an organization there on Twitter called Disky Fan, and they actually chose Mamelodi Sundowns. So for that tweet, you know, that day, yeah, so they actually chose Mamelodi Sundowns. And this was actually this past Tuesday. So all of those four organizations that I'm gonna give you, it's actually this past Tuesday their tweets that they actually posted of who they choosing on that day. So the Tuesday movement is basically focused on who do you choose, you know, in your life, yes, to tweet on that day. So if it's a Monday, who are you gonna choose to tweet on that Monday? If it's a Tuesday, who are you gonna choose to tweet on that Tuesday? Or it may not be a person, it may be food, maybe movies, can be whatever it is. But yeah, for that day, what do you choose? That is what it's all basically focused on, you know. It's focused on that, yeah, that basically objective, that main focus right there. What do you choose? Yeah, what do you choose? And yeah, the Disky Fan organization on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, they actually chose Mamelodi Sundowns, which was interesting. I was like, okay, that's really interesting. Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah. And then I went to the next one, which was Get Black Essay. Now, Get Black Essays, you know, they basically focused on series and all those stuff. So they also tweeted. I was like, okay, that is interesting. And yeah, the organization on Twitter called Get Black Essay, they chose a question, basically a series that had a question. And the series was CSI Miami. So their question was, who do you want to solve the crime in CSI Miami? Is it Steve McGarrett or Horatio Kane? Yeah, that one. So, you know, CSI Miami fans, you know what I'm talking about. You know these two people that I'm talking about. And yeah, so that's what they did. And I actually saw it as an interesting way of advertising, you know, people to actually download the series. Because yeah, they choosing on that day what they want, and they get also exposed to what the organizations that are around them chose. And like me, I got exposed to this, so I saw this. Now, if I was also in a position where I tweeted, I would be like, I want to answer that question. And wanting to answer that question would lead me to the link where I get to download the series. And guess what? Right there, money I've paid, put my details in there, account details and all the stuff. And yeah, they actually benefited from tweeting on Twitter a series. So it was actually interesting. And then the third organization that this one wasn't an organization, I'm lying, forgive me. So this was a person. Yeah, so on Twitter, a person that goes by the name of Isetu_fans. So this person actually chose fitness. It's like, oh, okay, that's something different. Oh, so this person is choosing fitness. So this past Tuesday, this person actually chose fitness as what they choosing for the day. So he's in a position where he would love to have fitness for the whole day. Imagine. Yeah. So it's like interesting. And then last up on the list was Pop Cake SA, the organization called Pop Cake SA. And yeah, that one, yeah, I was like, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. I love food, eh, by the way. So yeah, I normally speak to myself, you know, when I'm eating. And when I'm speaking to myself when I'm eating, I normally say food is life. Yeah, you know, so it's like really interesting. I know food is not really life, but yeah, the way food is so delicious and it satisfies your stomach, I've came up with that conclusion of food is life. Yo, gotta love food. So when I saw Pop Cake SA, I was like, ah, that says everything right there. Pop Cake SA, cake, oh, cake, the way I love so much cake, man. Like, yo, cake is like, yo, it's like a best friend at the same time, you know. It's food that you eat. Imagine the best friend that you eat. You eat your best friend. So if your cake is your best friend, you eat your, yeah, your best friend, which is weird somehow. Yes, not somehow, but it is weird. So yeah, right there. Food is life. That's what I always say to myself. I love food. Now, Pop Cake SA, they actually chose pancakes. Now, those are not just any types of pancakes. They chose to bake pancakes that are small enough to fit inside a popcorn packet. It's like, what? Okay, yeah, they decreasing in size. Now, that popcorn packet wasn't big. It was small. It was like really small. Yeah, you know a popcorn? Yes, yeah, that's small. Yes, that's how small. Now I'm lying. It's not that small. It's probably almost that small. So yeah, they chose to make pancakes that are that small, and that's what they tweeted, which is another way of advertising, which is smart. I mean, you go tweet what you chose for a day. Now, as an organization that bakes, you chose that pancake for that day, and guess what? People are gonna be like, yo, this is awesome. And if some people actually ate and they go on Twitter and they see the same thing, they'll be like, ah, thumbs up, man, I like that. Yo, you should go and try it out. And guess what? Repost, and they'll probably also tweet the same thing that you tweeted. So it's actually smart. And yeah, so that is actually what is happening on Twitter. There's people tweeting different stuff. Some people actually tweeted themselves, so they chose themselves and wrote there, myself. I choose myself. I'm like, okay, yeah, interesting. You chose yourself. Other people chose their boyfriends, girlfriends, friends, best friends, you name them. Yeah, wives, husbands, yes, babies, all of them. Yes, they chose different stuff. So it was actually interesting. Some chose movies, series, and all that stuff. And yeah, maybe you probably wondering, who do you choose? In fact, I want to know who you chose. In fact, the Tuesday doesn't end, eh? No, not Tuesday as in Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm talking about the hashtag Tuesday movement. It doesn't end. So it's like an everyday thing. So I want to know, what or who do you choose? Because yeah, I'm in a position where I choose Jesus. That's me right there. Choose Jesus. Hashtag Jesus. Tuesday, yeah, that's what I choose. So that is the person that I choose. I choose Jesus every single day, Monday to Monday. Yes, I know. Don't you know my calendar starts on Monday and it ends on Monday? I know, eh? It's awesome, right? Awesome. So I choose Jesus. That is my hashtag. Hashtag Jesus Tuesday. So that is me right there. And I want to know, what do you people choose? And yeah, this topic is interesting. Hey, it's actually interesting. And we actually gonna get into a short break. Yes, with the song. And then when we come back, you're gonna know who does God choose. I was in a position where I said, I'm like, okay, all of these people are actually coming from a perspective where they choosing friends, food, series. They're like choosing things that we all know, you know, things that we can relate to, you know, stuff like that. Some of us, we eat the same thing that they chose. Some of us, we watch the same thing that they chose. Some of us, we know the same people that they chose. So some of them, yeah, they chose themselves, so we know them as well. So we're in a position where we do know all of those things, and we can even answer ourselves, you know. Now my question was, if it was God, who would he choose? Like, what would his tweet be, you know? Yes. What would his tweet be? That was my question. So, yeah, my mind went and wandered all over around. And I actually got a couple of answers to that. Yes. I know, I also threw that question inside your head by asking the same question, you know. Yes, you are also like, okay, that is actually a good question. So, who would God choose? So, when we come back from the ad break with the music, you're going to find out who would God choose. What would his tweet look like? Yeah. So don't go anywhere. Coming back with the topic, Tuesday.
Caught in the crossfire of your love and grace, like a bullet through the heart, your target was me. You posed a question. Do you believe, do you believe that I'm the Son of God? Caught in the crossfire of your love and grace, like a bullet through the heart, the target was me. You posed a question. Do you believe, do you believe that I'm the Son of God? Thank you. the crossfire of your love and grace. Like a bullet through the heart, your target was me. You posed a question, do you believe? Do you believe? Son of God, on the cross.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back on the Dave and Nash Show with another session. Yeah, I know you guys have been waiting, couldn't wait, man. You're like, I want the answer to that question that he left us with. Yeah, so obviously to answer that question, this is how his tweet would look like. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Yebo, yes. Okay, that's what it means. Yebo means yes. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Yeah, if you're taking notes, write that down. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 to 28. I hope you wrote that down. I hope you got it covered. And this is what it says. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. Verse 28. And God chose what the world thinks is not important, what the world hates and thinks is nothing. He chose this to destroy what the world thinks is important. Now, it takes me back to the time when Jesus, you know, uses parables to teach and all the stuff. And his disciples asked him, why does he teach in parables and all the stuff? And guess what his response was? To confuse people. Now, same thing here. I looked at it. I was like, oh, right there, the Lord is confusing people. If they don't know what he's talking about, they are gone. They are confused. Now, you take Christians in the world. You know, when you're a Christian, you eventually see people. They start disliking you. You make choices. It's like they're not pleased. You know, stuff like that. And persecutions. And the reason why you're in that position is because you now don't have a common interest. So they are interested in what is in the world. And you are interested in what the Lord wants for you. And for everyone around you. Now, they're not interested in what you want because they're not interested in God. So you get a position where, yeah, you got this whole amount of people that don't like you, which is not them hating you. It's them hating the God that is in you. You know, the Christ character that is in you. So right there, what is God saying? God is saying the world is going to say you're useless. But guess what it says? You're not useless, you're useful. So the world is going to hate you. Guess what does he do? He loves you. He's going to take you to places where they're going to look at you and say, okay, God is using that person. And they're going to feel ashamed. Why? Because they despise you. So, for example, got your enemies. They want to kill you. They hate you. Yeah, they want to backstab you in the back. They want to, yeah, shoot you and all those stuff. Guess what is God going to do? It's going to use you to bless them. Even though they beat you up on the one cheek, he still use you to bless them and all those stuff. And guess what? They'll be filled with shame. Yeah, right there. So hashtag the Lord is telling you, you're not useless. Yeah, the world thinks that you're useless. Guess what? You're not. I chose you. Chooses you. So the world would see you as useless, foolish, and all those stuff. Guess what? God doesn't see you like that. He still chooses you. Yes. Wants you to go forward. Yeah. And it's amazing what the Lord can actually do through you. Now, I know, hey, I know my mind was like traveling with this Tuesday. Yes. Hashtag Tuesday movement. And yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that are actually going trending out there and all those things. And some of them we don't get exposed to every day. Even like the news, you know, the news, yeah. shocking when you actually go and do research on those stuff, and then, yeah, like a topic, and then when you're looking at the topic, suddenly you start seeing things that you never knew are happening around you. But yeah, that's also when you're so stuck into the word, and yeah, you get lost in it, and you like don't know what is happening in the world, and yeah, the world, like I said, they hate you. Why? Because you're not like them. You look like Jesus, and Jesus exposes everything that is, yeah, that is not, what can I say, what is the right term, that is not pure, if I can put it that way. Yeah, he exposes it, he amplifies the nature of it. Now, let's go to James chapter 2, verse 5. Yes, did you write that? James chapter 2, verse 5. And this is what it says. Listen, my dear brothers, yes, brothers. Not brother. I must stop there. Yeah, that's going into the David Next dictionary. Yeah, David Next. Ooh, that is some other stuff, ne? Yeah, so even that is also going in there. So, this is what it says. Listen, my dear brother and sister. God chose the poor people in the world to be rich in faith. Yeah, he chose them to receive the kingdom God promised to those who love him. Yeah, that is deep right there, hey? That is deep right there. Maybe I should read it again for you to actually grasp. I almost said grasp. Yeah, I actually said grasp. Yeah, that is in the David Nash dictionary. That is an alternative for grasp. Yes, grasp. Woo. That is some other stuff. So, I'm going to read it again. This is what it says. Listen, my dear brothers and sister. God chose the poor people in the world to be rich in faith. He chose them to receive the kingdom God promised to those who love him. So, hashtag Tuesday, guess what is God gonna say? I chose you, my brothers and sisters, you my children. Hashtag I chose you. Yeah, I chose you to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Yo, imagine that. I wouldn't want to be in a position where God doesn't choose me, you know. In fact, I would love to be in a position where you see a tweet from God and you're like, whose name is it? Whose name is it? Nash, woo! Did you see my name there, man? Yeah, it was in the tweet right there. I don't think there's anyone who doesn't want to be in that position. Yeah, I know. We all want to be in that position. Because that position would be awesome, eh? Everybody will be talking about you. You'll be the topic of the day. But that's not, yeah, what we actually focused on, you know. We actually focused on, yeah, would God say that he doesn't love you or he loves you? Would he say that he chose you? He doesn't choose you. Now, he says he chose you, yeah. So, it's actually interesting, eh? It's an interesting concept to grasp. So, his tweet would look something like that. Yeah, I'm like just giving you all of these different types of point of views of how his tweet would look. Yes, so he would tweet something like that. Yeah, hear me? Listening? Hope you're listening. Hope you're taking notes. Yes, so this is the third last thing. Yeah, basically the third last verse that we're gonna look at, and it's Deuteronomy chapter verse. Hey, chapter verse. Woo! Did you hear that? Chapter verse. Yeah, that is a new statement sentence in the David Next dictionary. Yeah, chapter verse. So we got a new chapter verse word that we gonna give you the meaning of it. So Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6, not chapter verse 7, 6. Ooh, imagine if I said that. Yeah, I said it right now. So, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, it says, do this because you are the Lord's own people from all the people on the earth. Yes, the Lord your God chose you to be his special people, people who belong only to him. Woo! He chose you. Yeah. I know, hey, chose you, chose all of us. So you're not in a position where you can say, ah, the Lord forgot about me. He chose everyone except me. Ah, he forgot about me. How can you do that? Yeah, you're not in a position where you're supposed to be thinking like that. Because the Lord chose you. Chose you even when you thought he didn't choose you. So that is actually an interesting thought right there. Very interesting. I wouldn't want to be in another, you know, mind pattern of me thinking other stuff. So Right there, Deuteronomy says he chose you. So hashtag Tuesday, you would tweet that. Be like, yeah, I chose you. I chose you. I know you don't believe it, but I chose you. Whether you like it or not, guess what? I chose you. Yes. Yes. I'll even repeat it again. I chose you. In fact, when you wake up, you already know. He chose me. Can you hear his voice? Yes, right there. It's speaking in my ears, eh? In fact, not even ears. It's amplified in my heart. Yeah, amplified in your heart, right there. So, second last verse that we are going to look at is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. And this is what it says. I hope you wrote down, took notes. It says, but you are his chosen people, the king's priests. Ooh, that is like really interesting, eh? It's awesome. And then it goes on to say, you are a holy nation, people who belong to God. He chose you to tell all about the wonderful things he has done. He brought you out of the darkness of sin into his wonderful light. Ooh, that is like really interesting. Like, just reading that on its own, I'm like seeing right there the post, the tweet, and yeah. Like, yeah, I chose my people that I love, yeah. So don't be in a position where you think that they didn't choose you. So don't lie to yourself. So yeah, he chose you right there. And did you know something? Part of a royal priesthood. Yeah, so you actually kings and queens. Yeah, to the kingdom. That is actually awesome, eh? So when you're walking around, you actually got a crown on your head. That is like, yo, royalty right there. Royalty is in your blood. It's in your veins. Yes, right there. It's in your veins. So it's interesting. But now, in order for you to actually amplify the Lord's promise to you. So he chose you and he gave you a promise. Nah. So that's what he did. Now, in order for people to look at you and actually see that, it's not about you. Yes, yes, yes. Did you say something different? He's not posting about himself nowadays. Yes. These days he's actually posting about Jesus. He's choosing Jesus. It went from choosing movies to now, yeah, choosing Jesus, now inspiring people to choose Jesus and stuff like that. In order for you to be in a position where you do that, and when people look at your life, you don't need to tell them that Jesus lives and I chose Jesus. In fact, they are the ones that told. They tell you, not they told you, they are telling you. In fact, before you even talk, they like, you're Christian, right? Like, yes. And they're like, yeah, can tell, can see it. Yeah, it's evident in your life. Now, in order for you to be in a position like that, this is what James chapter 4 verse 4 has to say about that. So James chapter 4 verse 4 says, you people are not faithful to God. You should know that loving what the world has is the same as hating God. So anyone who wants to be friends with this evil world becomes God's enemy. That is deep right there, and it's interesting. So I'm going to read it again. James chapter 4 verse 4, it says, you people are not faithful to God. You should know that loving what the world has is the same as hating God. So anyone who wants to be friends with the evil world becomes God's enemy. Wanna be in a position when people look at you, they're like, yeah, you're a Christian, and you're like, yeah, don't hang around with people who don't love God, don't hang around with people who are not believers, because they will affect the way you live your life, they will affect what you believe, they will affect the way you reason, they will affect your point of view. Not just that, it's gonna even filter into your heart. That's how far it's gonna go. So you wanna be in a position where when people look at you, they're like, yeah, that guy is a Christian. I can see it the way he's living. I can tell that he's a Christian. You wanna be at that point where people are like, Tuesday, I know that what he's gonna talk about, he's gonna talk about Jesus, and I'm gonna get touched. In fact, I can't wait to see his post. What is his post all about? Which verse is he gonna put there? What is he gonna say? What did he experience this week? Yes, I know he experienced the word. People being in a position where they're like that, guess what you gotta do? Make sure that you know it in connection with people who hate Jesus. So people who hate Jesus, they cannot be your friend. Because when you become friends with people who hate Jesus, you actually in a position where you're saying, God, I'm your enemy. I'm your enemy. Can't be with people, someone who hates God and wants to backstab me in the back, you are friends with that person. So that means when you're with that person, gossiping about God. When you God, you want to gossip about that person. No, it can't be that way. Can't have two tables like that. No. You have to pick one. Either on the Lord's side, if you're on the Lord's side, get rid of the bad people that hate Jesus, yes, and get people who love Jesus. Or decide to be against God. Go with the people that hate Jesus. Now, I'm just going to close off with this. So, last week, Wednesday, you know, I actually did something that was interesting. I've always had the desire to actually go pray for people to get healed, you know, and get people saved on the spot, you know, like meet them, speak to them. And the person that inspired me to actually live that type of lifestyle was Todd White. Shout out to Todd White here, right there. Love the fact that you guys are making Christianity a lifestyle and not just talk. Yeah, so that is actually awesome. And I actually did that last week, Wednesday. We went to a hospital where people were sick. I took someone with, so we went there and we prayed for over 10 people. And something that was interesting is a group of ladies approached us, ladies. So a group of ladies approached us and they were like, guys, keep on doing what you're doing. It is actually awesome and amazing to see that there's young people who are focused on Jesus and they're actually on fire for Jesus and they're going out there and getting people exposed to Christ. And we saw even families that were there visiting their loved one. They were in a position where they're filled with sorrow, you know, they're filled with pain. But after praying for them, they got lit up because someone else has faith in God to a point where they're willing to get out of their comfort zone and go to them and actually pray for healing and believe that God's going to heal them. So it's actually awesome. It's interesting now. Let's not live a life where we just talk and not do. So let's not just talk, but start doing the word, you know. Do it to a point where, you know, yeah, when people look at my life, I don't need to talk. They'll know I'm a Christian. Same thing with that group that approached us. We didn't need to tell them that we believe in Jesus. What if we were praying and we were not believers? We were, yeah, maybe satanic, you know, and stuff like that. So you get people that are like that and they do stuff like that. So with us, we didn't need to tell them, hey, I'm a Christian. Yeah, you better respect me. Yeah, I'm going to do this and that and that. No, we just went there in faith, believing Christ is going to touch these people. He's going to heal them and he's going to move them. And guess what? We got a feedback, which I believe it wasn't just those ladies speaking. It was actually God saying, my son, you have chosen to rise up. Now keep on going forward and don't ever stop this habit and don't ever stop those things that you have learned from me. Which is interesting because it's supposed to be all of us. Not just me, not just Todd White, not just Jesus, all of us. I mean, Jesus' 12 did it. The 12 disciples that he had, they did it. Same thing with all of us. We're supposed to do it, which is what the Bible says. We must go out there and make disciples of all nations. Now, hashtag choose me movement. There's nothing wrong with it, but imagine if hashtag choose me movement was all about Jesus. How many people's lives would be impacted? It would impact a lot of people's lives. How many people's lives would be healed? They will come out of sickness. How many people would be healed, you know, with diseases that they have? How many families that were broken would be reunited? Because there's a kid there going on Twitter and seeing hashtag choose day Jesus. This is how you fix your family. And they're like, wow, family is broken. Let's fix it. How many people's lives would be different? So that is just a thought for you to grasp. Because, yeah, myself this side, I'm hashtagging Jesus. Yeah, I'm tweeting Jesus. And I'm sharing these shows. So, guys, I'm asking you, please share the shows. Send it to someone. Send the link. They need to download. In fact, yeah, the download amount, if I can put it that way, is what also gets our stuff out there. So support, not just the Dave and Nash show, also the other shows. So we got the psyched up movies. I love movies. I'm one of those people that it takes a good topic to move me. And yeah, the movie shows, yo, they've actually moved me on several occasions. I've watched movies because of them. So it's actually interesting. So share it out, give this show to someone and, yeah, get them exposed to the good stuff. So don't forget to catch us on www.activefm.co.za. That's our website. Or Facebook /ActiveFM777. Twitter @ActiveFM777. Instagram, same thing, @ActiveFM777. And Iono as well, ActiveFM. You'll find the podcast there. And iTunes as well, ActiveFM. And yeah, the app also is getting fixed and upgraded and all the stuff. So you're going to be having it on Android, ActiveFM. So all of the stuff, make sure you support. And yeah, for my personal page, where you can actually message me and tell me what you think my next topic should be, what I should be talking about, and your comment on how this show has impacted you. So Facebook, you'll find me at Nash Workaholic Bobo. And then on Twitter, you're gonna find me as Saint Lone Wolf. On Instagram, you'll find me as Fearless Eagle in Christ. So I'm gonna see you people. Stay tuned in. I'm gonna see you next week, Friday, same time, same place. Yeah, not same place, same place. Love you people. Awesome. David Nash Dictionary is growing. Activefm, try to do this.